The Great Destinations Radio Show. Here's Kerry Jones.
Did you know you can often get cheaper flights by building a stopover into your trip rather than going direct to your destination? Combining flights with different airlines can often provide a much better deal. That's the theory behind the new flight search site, airwonder.com. It looks through thousands of combinations, including at least one stopover, to find the cheapest route. I spoke to the founder, Ella Barder, about AirWonder and how it works.
So stopover is a break in flight longer than 24 hours. To give an example, a traveler who goes from Warsaw to San Francisco will be able to add a destination to their trip, for example, Reykjavik, and save $300. AirWonder finds those stopovers between any two destinations in the world and offers a traveler a selection of stopovers to stop there for desired number of days. So the traveler can decide how long they want to stay in that destination.
Not only could you find a better deal, but it's also an interesting and cheap way to see parts of the world that you hadn't thought about visiting.
It is just so great that you can travel to two places for the same price as one. So this is appealing to many travelers. However, the savings are interesting as well. So people use us for both reasons.
And you don't need to have just one single stopover. The site lets you add more, building up to what many travelers consider the ultimate plane ticket.
They can add up to, I think, 35 destinations is currently our limit, and even turn their flight into around-the-world adventure. And AirWonder is really good for finding those extremely cheap around-the-world flights.
If you travel long distance, you might be used to changing planes in hub airports like Dubai, Hong Kong or Singapore. But Ella told me that by searching each leg of the flight on separate airlines, you can find some more unusual places to stop over and explore.
We calculate the optimal stopovers between any two points, between A and B, anywhere it is in the world, and we offer you a list. We include every airline. That includes all the low-cost airlines as well. And that is actually very good because combining two or three low-cost airlines can significantly reduce the price.
Ella gave me some tips on how to find the cheapest tickets using her website.
So I recommend testing multiple stopovers for the same route. And also trying different number of days. For example, a stopover for 1 day or 2 days or 3 days or 5 days. And just seeing what savings can the traveler get. Pretty much the instructions are just type your order in destination, select the date, and there's going to be a red stopover box that appears once you click on it. It will show you a selection of stopovers for that route. And then user will be able to select one of them and they can decide on the number of days. It's 3 days by default, but they can do plus and minus on the number of days they want to stop at the stopover.
Ella says she regularly travels between Europe and the States, and AirWonder has allowed her to discover some unusual places to break her trip.
I am always taking that route between San Francisco and Warsaw, and almost every time I'm stopping at a different stopover city. So I already stopped in Stockholm, in Oslo, but recently I stopped in Reykjavik. And I stopped in Reykjavik for 5 days. It was amazing. I rented a car when I was there and I was able to see so many amazing, beautiful natural places in Iceland. And it was a great experience. And again, I saved money with that. Like I said, every time there is a surprise.
You can try out the website for yourself at airwonder.com.